opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Clean Energy Radio. This is Bruce Blake, along with my wife, Susan.
Hello.
Hi, and my son, Travis, this morning.
Hi.
And we have a special guest, our guest, Carl Bott.
Good morning.
Yeah, we're glad to be here, and we have a couple topics we want to talk with you this morning about, and we're excited. Man, Carl, you're just mentioning the weather this week.
Yeah, you know what, we started out with on Tuesday, it was 86, 92.
Yeah.
I mean, this is getting to be a little crazy here, and it's only the beginning of April. I can just imagine what it's going to be looking like in May and June.
I know.
I like it.
We do. Yeah.
Well, you know, we like hot weather, but it also means that you can just watch your, if you go outside, and you know, I wouldn't advise people to do this with weak hearts, but go out and look at your electric, your meter, and watch it just all go like that.
Yeah,
and
just wait
and it looks like a helicopter taking off.
Right. I know. Wait till our air conditioners get going. People are starting to really think about their solar and about the fact that they haven't done it and they've been wanting to do it and they see that bill start to climb. It's really gets motivational, actually. The phone
now's
starts
the
ringing.
Time.
Well, you know, this is a time too when we've gone through all this rainy weather, and now it's time to start looking at what's going to happen this year. And this is a time to try and start doing things, changing things around your house.
Yeah.
And this is probably the ideal time to do it. But you guys are the experts.
Yeah. It's funny. Last week, it was when the weather started changing. I had asked my son, who actually put our solar ground rack in for our pool. I asked Travis, who's here with us, I asked him to start up the pool and get the solar going. And then last weekend, Sue and I, one of our passions is kind of working in the yard. And we thought, I wonder how hot the pool is. We hadn't checked it yet. And we went out and checked it. It was 80, it was like 78, 80 degrees. And we said, that's doable. We're going swimming.
Yeah.
And we did. We swam last weekend. It was April 1st.
Wow.
We actually went swimming, and the pool was between 78, and I think it got up a little over 80 degrees.
So we're talking about this, so you're saying that then solar can run your pool?
Absolutely.
Travis, how does that work?
Well, it's an add-on system to your existing pool pump, and the panels we can mount on either your roof or a ground rack.
Yeah.
And it's an inline system that pumps the water up to the roof and back to the pool. There's no extra pumps or equipment mostly needed.
Now, there's Travis, one of the things that's interesting, Travis is a great builder of these ground rack systems. And talk to some about the uniqueness of our ground rack systems as opposed to some of the other ones that
yeah.
we've seen.
We've kind of integrated our PV-engineered ground racks, which is a full metal aluminum structure engineered for the weight of our PV panels. We've kind of brought it over to the pool solar. And so when compared to the wood racks out there or all the other options, ours is kind of totally overkill and stout, but it lasts for, you know, years and years to come.
Now, because we've seen a lot of these wood racks go in, and as you know, like wood in Redding is really, with that heat and
then you're getting water.
Water, and it just they don't hold up over time. I mean, they'll last for, you know, a couple of years, but the panels themselves are warranted for 12 years. And so a lot of times these wooden racks don't last for the half-life of what the systems are even warranted till. So we build a rack that's literally a lifetime rack. There's nothing that's going to wear out or break down on these racking systems, and they'll literally be able to replace all the pool panels. You know, let's say after warranty, they're warranted for 12 years. After warranty's over in 15 years, let's say they begin to fail and the customer wants to change out all the panels, they can do that and the rack will still be in great shape. And that's what's great about them.
The other question that most people have is if the pump needs to be running at full speed all the time. And the great thing is we can now hook up your pool solar to run with temperature sensors and controllers so that it's fully automated. We can adjust your RPMs of your pump if you upgrade to a variable speed pump.
Yeah, that's a great thing.
Huge energy efficient. You're going to save a lot. So in the wintertime, when you're not using your pool solar, totally take advantage of the energy efficiency of these variable speeds. But then in the summer, when the solar is needed and you need that extra little push to get it up to the roof or out to the ground rack, the variable speed will ramp up.
Yeah. And it's a tremendous energy savings, as Travis was mentioning, that when you put a variable speed pump, and that's one of the things a lot of people are doing now. And when their pools were built back in the day, these variable speed pumps weren't available. And so we had just a single speed, either one horsepower to up to a two horsepower typically, pump that's running at 3,450 RPMs. So when it goes on, it's like instantly on, full blast, you know, and it's pumping water. But what they discovered is that when they switched to these variable speed pumps, they could ramp them down. They could double the run time. So go from, let's say, 6 hours, instead of running for 6 hours, they run it for 12 hours at half the RPM, and it's like a quarter of the energy usage. So for those of us in the PG&E territory that are paying the top tiers, when you can cut those costs through a variable speed pump on running your pool, it just really is advantageous. Because the pool, when you think about it, the pool you need to think about is it's consuming at that higher tier the more expensive power. And so if we can cut that, then we're actually cutting a lot of our bill back. And so it's a great energy-saving thing. So a lot of times when we go meet with a customer, we're evaluating some of these things. So if they have an older pool, we'll look at their pool pump. We'll say, okay, can we save some energy here? You know, replace that, and then we can downsize their photovoltaic, their solar electric system, in accordance. So it really works well. So
when we say you're saving energy, would you say, can you put a percentage on that? Like, with this new type of pump, we're talking about 40% less energy, you know, 30% less energy. What do we have, like, a figure there?
Well, it's hard to come up with a figure because everyone's running their pumps at different lengths of time.
Right.
So a lot of people...
Different size pools,
yep.
Shading issues.
Yeah, the way the pool is designed. The pool is designed with small plumbing. There's a lot of factors involved. But I would say you're a 40%, I think, across the board. I'll have to find that exactly, but I think that's probably pretty accurate.
That's what I'm thinking here is, I mean, 30 to 40% savings in electricity, especially out in PG&E country,
yeah,
is a huge impact.
It is.
I have friends that live out in that country that have a swimming pool that well over $1,000 a month for electricity is not unusual.
Nope.
And imagine what you could do with, even if it's 600, you've saved $400 or $500 a month. That's, you know, it's more money that you can use for something else, obviously.
That's right. Yeah, so that is critical when you can think of all those different energy-saving things you can do. But a lot of times people are already at the top of their game. You know, now here's the big shock for a lot of people is they'll not have a pool, and then they get that pool. They have that finally, they get their dream pool put in, and they are in PG&E, they're just shocked because they may be living in their usage down in the first or second or possibly the third tier of PG&E. And then they put that pool in, and that pool knocks them over into that fourth or fifth tier, and their bill will snowball on them because now everything that pool consumes, it's consuming at the highest rate. And so it is just it's a tough nut. I mean, when they get that first bill, a lot of times they just panic. And what they try to do is cut back the runtime on their pool equipment. And now, so what the design of a pool is, they you want to turn your water over once a day is kind of the idea, is that you want to, whatever the volume of water is in your pool, you want to see that go through your filter in a 24-hour period, within that period. So anyway, that's the goal. But then people start cutting back because they're trying to save on their energy bills. So they weed back and they'll get back to the lowest they can before algae will start to grow, or you know, and then they kind of keep it there. And that's not necessarily good. You have to use more chlorine and chemicals to keep your algae from growing when you're not running your filter as long. So with these variable speed pumps, it allows you to keep your filter running at the length of time, turn that pool water over once a day, and maintain all of that, and save money at the same time.
Oh, at the same time.
Yeah, so that's a great thing.
There's nothing like swimming in a green pool.
No, it's not fun.
In fact, there have been places where you kind of like think, I just am going to paint the bottom of my pool green. You know, it looks like this. I have had pools before, and
yeah.
I know exactly what you mean here.
Yeah.
And there's just no way of getting around it.
Right.
If you want to have a clean pool, you've got to run your pumps, and you've got to do all this stuff.
That's right.
One more thing. I think the biggest advantage to the pool solar that we haven't talked about is you guys are going to be swimming 3 months additional over everyone else out there. You got a month and a half early and then swim a month and a half later in the season.
That's right.
So all the pool lovers out there who love to swim.
Yeah, that's a great point because, Travis, when you buy a pool, it represents a large investment. You know, and ironically, as hot as it is in the North State, we only have like a three-month comfortable window of swimming. And we had June, July.
Comfortable being 80.
Yeah.
Ish.
Like 80-ish. And so, you know, June, July, August, you know, and then a little bit into September. September, the nights start getting cold. The days are still warm, but the nights are cold. And all of that heat that you may have gained by the sun during the day just gets stripped off at night. Well, what solar is doing is it's extending that season, like Travis was saying, an additional 6 weeks on either end of the season. So it gives you an additional 3 months. So it's doubling, virtually doubling our swimming season. So it's doubling the enjoyable usage we get out of that big investment we've just put in our backyards. And so that's the beauty of solar. And so a lot of people that don't have very good solar gain where their pool is either shaded. I had a family down in the what's the name of that street? Where the Phelps used to live.
Saratoga.
Saratoga, yeah. Really treed. And so they just their pool never saw the sun. And so we put the pool solar on their roof, which had exposure, and it picked up that heat, deposited in the pool, and they just loved it. I mean, it made a big difference. So
and then they don't have to get rid of the trees.
That's right.
You can keep your backyard looking pretty,
yep,
and not have to cut it all down. You can gain your heat from the roof other than...
Exactly. That's the bottom line, is to be able to use the sun to heat your pool. You
yeah.
can use it twice as much as you usually can. So, and you're right, it is a big investment, $40,000, $50,000 in some cases more. And why not be able to use it more? So being able to use your solar... And that you've got in your house anyway, so you just enhance it somewhat. So, and let's not forget the bottom line of where we are, you know, in powerhouse and solar is that it enhances your living.
That's right.
By saving money, it enhances your living by, if you do have a swimming pool, it extends the time that you can use it. This is the bottom line when you get down to it, is all these, is being able to save money, save energy. It's good for the environment, all these things.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's great. It's well worth doing. So, yeah, we've got customers that, you know, that it's kind of a nut to crack, you know, when they put the solar in, but it's something they never look back and regret, you know. And that's true with our PV systems that we put in the solar electric, you know, that everything that happens, I mean, it's fun being able to selling a product that, representing a product that when people, you know, people do it, that they'll never look back and say, gosh, I wish I hadn't done that. Everybody loves their solar, and that's just true. And it was funny, the other day I had this guy calling me up. He was asking me all about pool solar. We had this long conversation, and Sue, you were in the office next to me,
mm-hmm.
And in that process afterwards, she goes, what did he say after he hung up? And I said, well, he said he had to go talk to his wife. And Sue's comment was,
that's a no-brainer.
No woman's going to turn down warm water, I think is what
right.
she said. So anyway, hey, we're We're excited to be here and talking about solar and pool solar specifically today. But if you'd like to call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600, we'd love to talk to you more about that. We can schedule an appointment to come on out and to give the details. You can visit our website at powerhousesolar.com. And anyway, we'd be glad to come out and let you know what it's all about. But we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back.
About putting the extreme in extreme sports. April 15th, 16th, and 17th, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. I mean, when you got a rodeo that's both PRCA and WPRA approved, you award world champion points, and you pay the highest purse, and I guarantee you that brings to Red Bluff the top cowboys in America to ride the rankest stock anywhere. For 95 years, this has been one of the biggest three-day rodeos in the country. Friday night is Tri-Counties Bank and Food Max Family Night. Saturday is sponsored by Wells Fargo Bank and Yeti Coolers. And Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital and Haleakala Ranch tough enough to wear pink day. Get your tickets now at redbluff.com. And hey, Saturday night after the rodeo, don't miss Exile. Brought to you by Diamond Dove. Oh yeah, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
The Reading Chapter of Safari Club International is hosting their 22nd annual banquet April 30th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is a leader in protecting your freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. Live auction and raffles will include African game safaris, elk, deer and wild boar hunts, and much more. The 22nd annual Reading Chapter of Safari Club International promises to be a signature event. For tickets and more information, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075. That's 530-474-5075.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, Foreign Affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to 2 Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
The Riverfront Playhouse presents an American classic, Our Town, Thornton Wilder's masterpiece, directed by John Welsh. Our Town is a moving look into the lives and hopes of the residents of a small town in the early 20th century. Our Town begins March 12th with evening shows Friday and Saturday, matinees on Sunday through April 9th at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Tickets for Our Town available now online at CascadeTheater.org or by calling 243-8877.
Hey everybody, this is Summer Chappelle inviting you to the Bella Vista Farms Animal Sanctuary Dinner and Auction on April 29th at the Wind River Event Center. Social hour starts at 5:30 with a dinner at 6:30. Come join me and my friends for an evening of fun, great food, a fantastic auction, and plenty of good old country music. Get your tickets today at the VCA Animal Clinic, online at bellavistafarm.org, or give Chick Miller a call at 347-0544. Can't wait to see ya!
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Good morning. This is Clean Energy Radio, and I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with my husband, Bruce.
Hello.
And my son, Travis.
Hi.
Today we're talking about swimming pool solar to heat the water in your pool. It's spring, and we're enjoying nice weather, and people are starting to think about their pools, and but it's still a little chilly outside.
Yeah.
Water's not quite up to temp unless you have your pool solar turned on.
That's right. It's that time when people are starting to call in right now, and they're asking us to do a startup on their pool. Now, little history. Travis, how long have you worked with us since you were how old?
I was on and off 16. I think I went full-time 18.
18.
So that's been 7-8 years now.
Yeah, and Travis's passion is he loves the plumbing and the pool side of the business. He does everything really well, but that's one area that he's really liked to specialize in. And so he kind of heads up all of our the solar portion, the pool solar of what we do in our company. It's pretty exciting. So we when a customer installs a solar system. We do a startup at that time when they begin, and then at the end of the season, what's included in the purchase is a shutdown. And Travis, why don't you explain to us a little bit about what happens on a startup and a shutdown?
Yeah, with the pool solar, you have to drain and shut off the system before you enter winter time, so that we don't have freeze damage to the panels. It's a simple process of shutting off the isolation valves and draining the panels completely. Because if you get any trapped water up in those panels,
yeah,
and then you get a cold freeze, they'll just split the little tubes. And of course, that is not covered under warranty.
Yeah.
So
it's really one of the only things that's not covered under warranty.
Right, right.
Yeah. Now, the great thing is, if the customer opts to have, it's an optional thing. We offer it for free the first year, but if after that it's optional, the customer can opt in on this kind of a maintenance agreement. We do startup and shutdown.
Right, and all the new systems, you know, I'll do a full walkthrough, you know, with the homeowner on how to, you know, successfully shut it down for the winter, and then the following startup time, I'll do a whole walkthrough with you guys. And if you have any questions. Now, there are a lot of people out there that just don't want to get on the roof, and
right.
So that's why we're here.
Right.
So we'll do a...
Now, one of the things that happens is when we do the startup and the shutdown, it's a guarantee that if anything happens to those panels, if there's a freeze damage, that's on us as a company. That we you know, guarantee our work to the point where if there's freeze damage that shows up, then we will...
That means I didn't do my job correctly.
Correct. And so we take ownership of that. So it's real critical. And that is another added, you know, level of security for the customer. They know that if they've started up and shut down their systems correctly, then they've got this continued maintenance agreement that if anything happens, that some Powerhouse Solar will replace those panels for free. So,
and there's other little things that most homeowners don't see on the roof. For instance, all the panels, when they're coupled together, you know, they have the little hose clamps that just over time need to be tightened.
Yeah.
And most people don't want to get on the roof and tighten the hose clamps. you know, to stop that tiny, tiny little drip.
Yeah. So and all it really is just a...
All it is a quarter turn on a little hose clamp. Yeah. So that's what I'm here for. And
when you think about what's going on that roof with that heat and expansion that every day, heat and cold, those hose clamps just slowly back off. They get loose, and then they'll just drip. And then it really, literally, is just going up there and just giving it a quarter turn with a screwdriver. And
after that first year, though, they kind of settled in and cinched, and then the system's sealed and good to go.
Yeah. We use a product called Favco, and they're manufactured right out of Chico. And they're a great company. They're kind of the granddaddy in the industry of pool solar. And they've been around, and they were out of the Bay Area. And then probably back around 2000, Favco moved their manufacturing plant to Chico. And so when we started in 2003 as Powerhouse Solar, we kept getting calls from clients. And they kept asking us, well, do you do pool solar? Do you do pool solar? And we kept saying, no, no. And the reason is because we were really focusing on what we were doing. We wanted to...
You wanted to do the best thing.
Exactly. We wanted to make sure that was taken care of the best way possible. So what we did was, after we got our kind of our legs under us, we really got the company kind of established, and people kept calling. We said, hey, let's now do this. Let's do this pool solar. And the reason is because in the past, early in our marriage, I had actually owned three swimming pool businesses. I did pool maintenance service, and so I understood pools. I understood plumbing. I understood, you know, how pool solar worked. I knew all of that. And so we went down, and I actually looked up. At the time, I didn't even know Favco was in Chico. I thought they were still in the Bay Area. I looked them up. I found out they were in Chico. I drove down to Chico, and then we became really one of the only Northern California representatives of their product. Because they did a lot of business, Bay Area, L.A., and actually in Florida they did a ton of business. And so the North State was not represented at all. So we became, in 2000, probably 5 or 6, we became a Favco distributor.
And they've been awesome to work with.
Yeah.
Warranty-wise, you know, backing us fully with the support. It's awesome when you can just go right down to Chico and talk to someone face-to-face opposed to, you know, overseas or on the phone.
U.S. Well, made.
That is very important when you think about it, that, you know, the people that are putting in the equipment and the equipment you're using, that we give you a call and say, hey, what about this? You've got somebody right here that's within an hour's drive. That can fix it, who's got such a big background in this.
Yeah, and it's great. You go down there and you visit their factory and their production, their warehouse. I mean, it's
impressive.
It is impressive. You watch that, the way their plastics are being formulated, and they are really good at their it's what's called UV inhibitors, ultraviolet light inhibitors that they put in their plastics. And so they have got the formulation down to where, because what you're doing is you're putting these plastic panels on a roof that are expected to last in Redding, you know, with our heat up here. That is an amazing thing.
Yeah.
And so, but with all these UV inhibitors they put in there, they become really resistant to the sunlight, and they're able to withstand that temperature.
You know, as a layman in this, and that here I've got solar, and I should be absorbing all the solar energy I can, but you have to put in UV inhibitors, or it just burns this whole thing out.
Exactly.
Right.
And you're right. I mean, you walk outside and you have a instant suntan.
Yeah.
In this place. And even now, people out fishing this past Sunday, came in, you know, as red as a lobster from fishing out on the Sac, and, you know, after being there a couple hours.
Yeah.
So,
you got a little sunburn this weekend, didn't you, Sue?
Yeah, it was nice. I liked it.
Feel that sun for the first time?
Yeah. Feel the burn?
Feel
the burn. Yeah, another burn. Yeah, with Bernie, though, everybody could have a swimming pool.
Yeah.
And a solar system.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's a... The pool solar is an exciting thing for people that when they think about that, they just have not been able to swim comfortably. And the funny thing is the older I get, the more I dislike cold water.
And value that 80-degree heat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. seems like the magic number is 84 degrees that people love. That's kind of the sweet spot, that it's not too warm. There's not a lot of thermal shock when you get in the pool. It's still refreshing. And so what we typically do is when Travis comes out or the crew comes out to set these systems up, they'll set the thermostat at 84 degrees. And then the pool solar will do its best to heat the water to the 84 degrees. And then, but once it hits 84, it'll stop. And so it won't, your solar system will not, you know, overheat your pool.
Right. It's because we're putting a temperature sensor up on the roof, and we're also putting a temperature sensor taking the pool temp down at the pool.
Yeah.
So in the controller, it, you know, with the temperature difference greater than 4 degrees, it'll automatically, with an actuator, turn and send the water up to the roof, getting heated, and then back to the pool. And then once you reach your desired temperature, actuator shuts off, and then the pump just runs like a normal cycle.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people have taken, because there's a million different ways to heat your water, and they'll take that black poly pipe, and you'll see them spiral it on a fence or on a roof of a shed or something, and they'll nail it down and that sort of thing. And then there's no controller on it. And the problem, I mean, and it works. The problem with it is it works both ways, that if the sun goes behind a cloud during the early season, then that water's being actually cooled by going through those panels when they're in the shade, as opposed to picking up that heat. And so what Travis is talking about is exactly right. That differential controller opens and closes the valve, so when a cloud does come over and is shading your solar panels, then it turns the valve and it just circulates the water inside the pool. So without that, you're cooling your water as much as you're heating your water. You're kind of defeating the purpose of what you're doing. So that's the great thing. With these systems, they're designed really, really well. So they're just picking up all the solar gain, all that solar heat, and depositing in the pool. And it works. They work really, really well.
Another question that I think a lot of people will have is, do I need to change the hours of when I run my pump? And that's yes. We like to run, you know, a lot of you probably are running early in the morning, like, or in the middle of the night. But once you get solar, we want to utilize the sun and the heat. So we're going to run it from 10 to 4, you know, in the afternoon, the hottest part of the day. You know, and a lot of people are asking probably with energy efficiency with the pumps.
Yeah.
So that's why we're going with the variable speeds to save on efficiency.
So you can run it during the hot time of the day.
Correct.
And still save money.
Yeah.
Than having to run at night and all this.
That's right.
You know, I don't want to get into a diatribe about this, but the cost of electricity going up all the time. I mean, it's not going down.
No.
And you see them, you know, taking away hydroelectric, everything. And it's starting now, the cost of oil is going back up again.
That's right.
And the cost of natural gas.
Yep.
We've got a system here that works. It's proven. The people behind it are proven. And, you know, the bottom line is that there's no reason not to start stepping up on this, because
right.
If people that enjoy their pools during the summer are just air conditioning all the time or these kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, I mean, it's enlightening to listen to all the different things you can do. I mean, I don't have a pool, but I have people that are putting in pools.
Right.
I know people that are that. And I said, you know, you really need to think about this and upgrade this a little bit while they're doing it.
Yeah.
So that you can save yourself literally the cost of the pool over a period of, you know, 10 years.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Travis, you had we talked about during the break about the there's some money available for people to do an upgrade on their pump to a variable speed pump. What is that about?
Yeah, we do offer a lot of services other than just, you know, the pool solar. I'll come out and we do just pump upgrades. So I will, you know, take your old single speed pump that's 10 years old, is a huge energy hog, and we can plumb in and wire in a variable speed pump. And the great thing is all the City of Reading utility users out there, they offer a rebate.
It's pretty substantial.
Oh, it's a $600 rebate.
Wow.
That will be credited to your you know, your account.
So it's not a check that's written to you. It's a,
right.
It's
right.
It's reducing your utility bill by $600. That's
and
great.
And PG&E
though.
Is a lot less. It's a $200 credit. But, you know, all the City of Reading users out there, it's kind of a no-brainer why you wouldn't go with the variable speed.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. That's a great energy savings. Yeah, so we do those. There's a range of kind of what they cost for that pump. They're
I think our base, the average, we charge $18.50 for a variable speed install. That's everything included, parts and all. But then when you start to receive that $600 rebate, you're down to $12.50.
And then the energy savings on top of that'll last for the next 15 years or however long that pump lasts. So that is an exciting thing. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. This is Clean Energy Radio, and I'm Bruce Blake. We'll be back in just a minute.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Dandelion, unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
The Riverfront Playhouse presents an American classic, Our Town, Thornton Wilder's masterpiece, directed by John Welsh. Our Town is a moving look into the lives and hopes of the residents of a small town in the early 20th century. Our Town begins March 12th with evening shows Friday and Saturday, matinees on Sunday through April 9th at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Tickets for Our Town available now online at CascadeTheater.org or by calling 243-8877.
Hey everybody, this is Summer Chappelle inviting you to the Bella Vista Farms Animal Sanctuary Dinner and Auction on April 29th at the Wind River Event Center. Social hour starts at 5:30 with a dinner at 6:30. Come join me and my friends for an evening of fun, great food, a fantastic auction, and plenty of good old country music. Get your tickets today at the VCA Animal Clinic, online at bellavistafarm.org, or give Chick Miller a call at 347-0544. Can't wait to see ya!
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, Foreign Affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Each Saturday at 9 o'clock, it's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. And we have great community sponsors. Russell Cleaning Services, both residential and commercial cleaning. Shasta Athletic Club, the place for fitness in Reading. Revolve Solar, save on those energy bills. And Authority Property Management, the pros in property management. Each week, we cover many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform you of what's happening. So tune in each Saturday at 9 o'clock to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
Good morning. This is Sue Blake from Powerhouse Solar, and I'm here with Clean Energy Radio. And today we're talking about pool solar, and it's a little different than the solar electric systems that we also do at Powerhouse. This heats the water in your pool, and there's a lot of benefits, and that's kind of what we're talking about today. And I'm here with Bruce, my husband, and Travis, my son, who's the technician, and Carl Bott is our guest.
Yeah. So in the last section, we talked about the variable speed pumps and the kind of the rebates that are available through PG&E, and it was $600 through REU, and there's $200 through PG&E. And so that's great to help offset some of the cost of that variable speed pump. That variable speed pump is going to save you money from the day you put it in, and that's a great thing. So that's exciting. But we had a couple things we wanted to address. What were those?
Yeah, you know, for you women out there, you might think, oh, I don't want this black plastic thing on my roof. And I just want to assure those people that it ties in nicely and everything
yeah.
is painted
the aesthetics
black.
Aren't bad.
And it's, and it's so worth it to heat your pool and be able to swim longer. Your kids will love it. Grandma and grandpa will love it.
That's right.
Doubles the time you can use your pool.
Yeah. Right. Doubles the time. That's the amazing part of it. So
yeah. As far as the technical stuff, Travis, why don't you talk about the installation? How long does it take? What's the process? That sort of thing.
Well, the variable speed pump, to swap it out, is just a few hours, I'd say 3-4 hour install for just the pump itself. But then a full solar system roof mount would be a 2-3 day.
Yeah.
And then when we start getting into the ground racks, we give ourselves about a week.
Yeah.
With dirt work and trenching and all of that. Because we bury all of the pipes. If there's any trenching, all the pipes get buried. Anything that goes up the walls of the house to go on the roof gets painted.
Yeah.
There's a lot of little details to make it look aesthetically pleasing.
Hey, let me just take a minute to brag on Travis a little bit, because one of the things that I appreciate and that I always like is attention to detail, is looking at doing things right and doing them right the first time. We had that thread kind of goes through all the things that we do at Powerhouse, and Travis has that same attitude. And so when I go and look at a job that Travis has done, the plumbing is perfect. I mean, he's taken it, and oftentimes what he'll do is he'll actually improve the way that pool was originally designed.
Oh, yeah.
And so he loves that part of it. And so he'll get in there and he'll just, you know, he'll make it right if it wasn't right. And so a lot of times we'll see plumbing that's too small. And so we're upsizing the plumbing to the correct size, so you're getting the water flow the way it should. And anyway, that's great. And then the ground racks are, you know, they're a work of art. I mean, just they're amazing. So,
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I mean, it's a
well, if you're going to have something in your house, you want it to have it look nice.
That's right.
Right.
And you want it to have it not be, you know, not become the focus of people walking by and going, oh wow, look at that, a giant bat.
You know,
on your roof.
Yeah.
So, of course, you want it to make, you know, but it goes back down, too, is that when you were talking about it and, you know, getting it done and the aesthetics part of it. I mean, you like to hear that kind of thought from a company.
Right.
You know, and even though that you're a company, but you're also, you know, there for your clients.
Yeah.
Type thing.
Yeah.
So I think that's really big to me.
Yeah, it is to me too. We like to do it once mm-hmm. and be done with it, you know.
We like happy customers.
And we like happy customers.
But happy customers talk to other people.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's critical.
We love referrals.
Yeah. So what were some of the other things we're going to deal with?
We went through the benefits of solar.
Right.
Essentially, it doubles your swim time, about 6 weeks on either end of the swim season, depending on how much natural sun you have on your pool that heats it up.
Yeah. We've had some people look at solar, and then they didn't want to either bite the bullet and make the investment. We've got some really exciting financial options right now that we'd love to talk to you about. If you want to call the office at 275-5600 and set up an appointment, either myself or Travis actually will come out and we'll talk to you about the advantages of pool solar specifically for your home. We'll look at the location of where it would install, how we would, you know, run the plumbing. We talk about extending your swim season, that sort of thing. And that and then we can talk about some of the financial options that there are. So there's some great options out there that really make sense for the customers. So.
And that's whether you're in PGE and country or not.
That's right.
Because, I mean, let's just face it, you know, it's the Redding rates are better. Well, they're better, but they're not great.
Right.
And they keep going up all the time.
That's right.
So, you know, if you can do something like this that says, okay, if I'm looking at investing in my house, I've got a pool already, why wouldn't I do this if it's going to pay for itself in, you know, in a relatively short period of time?
Right.
And then add other things to it. It just makes sense financially.
Yeah. Now, the funny thing is with our solar electric systems, those systems actually pay for themselves. You're right. But the pool solar, you're adding a heating system that wasn't there originally. So
it's a luxury.
It's a luxury.
It's a comfort.
It's a comfort. That's right. And so it is. It's a little bit different in those regards that you're putting in something that's going to just enhance the usage, the usability of your pool, and that's great. So.
But you look at that resale value too.
That's right.
And that's, I think, has always been a strong suit for solar.
That's right.
Whether it's solar pool, solar electric.
Yeah.
You're looking at that resale value, and then maybe in that long term investment.
That's right.
That you're into. So that's, you know, anything that enhances that saves your bottom line, to me, is huge. Because you've already got the pool.
Right.
You're going to keep it heated.
Yep.
Right? So why not do it a lot cheaper and for a much longer period of time? I kind of look at things like that as bottom line.
Another great thing to talk about is what different methods of heating your pool. So a lot of people ask about gas heaters.
Yep.
And if that's the way they should go, or the solar heating, and the advantages of going with the sun heating is huge compared to the gas.
That's right.
No one puts in heaters for their pools anymore, do they?
No, I don't think they don't even allow it unless there's an attached spa. If there's an attached, you know, gunite spa typically, then they'll put a heater in. But I don't even think they'll really allow it because it's just such an energy hog. And from all the years I've been doing pools, this is one of the things I commonly saw. And the customer would get their new pool, and they had a big heater put in, big natural gas or propane heater, and they were excited about their pools. And they would have a birthday party in December, January.
New Year's party.
And they decide, hey, let's fire up that heater. Let's get that, you know, pool heat so we can have a swim party in the middle of winter. Well, they would do that and all excited, and the steam's coming off the pool, and they're swimming and having a great time. And then they'd get their bill the next month, and it was brutal. I mean, this, the bill, and they shut that pump off, they shut that heater off, and it never went on again. There were so many heaters that were used maybe one or two times, and then they were never used again because when they got that wake-up call of that energy bill the next month, it was so punitive that they said, okay, we're done with that. And that's when natural gas and propane were way cheaper, you know, 10, 20, 30 years ago. But that was common. We saw it all the time. And now, forget it. I mean, it's just cost prohibitive. So
But the sun comes up every morning.
But the sun comes up. That's right. Yeah, and that's the beautiful thing. You've got an initial investment, and then it's virtually free to run month to month. I mean, it doesn't cost you anything.
You're already going to be running your pool pump every day.
That's right.
You know, whether you have solar or not, it's going to be running.
Yeah.
So why don't you utilize that pump being, you know, ran for the 6 hours a day and start pumping it up to the roof and get heated.
That's right. And that's all you're doing. We're redirecting the water. The water that's normally cycling back to your pool, we're just redirecting it up under the roof. We're capturing that heat on those panels on the roof, and then it's just coming back to the pool. And so we're just capturing that heat. And so there's no additional cost to run solar pool heating. It's great.
That's what I said. It's that investment.
Yep.
That you're going to either is for a resale value, because right then you've just added for the cost of your house. I say not the cost, but the value of your house. Is another $1,000 to $1,200 a month easily.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
That you've just saved, I should say, you've saved that much a month.
Yeah.
And what's that mean? That means, well, that has a lot to do with the payment. You can save enough electricity cost to actually make a house payment. I bet you've seen that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah, it's true. It's funny, I had a client who was an elderly lady, and she had a big pool in her backyard, and she wanted to. She swam every morning with her friends would come over, and we put a system in for her, and what the pool solar does is it heats the pool all day. In fact, I think we got a 10-degree rise in our pool last weekend on Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah. In our pool water, so it went from 70 degrees to 80 degrees in the course of the day. And so people that swim first thing in the morning sometimes are a little disappointed because all of the heat that was gained the day before, it's a big ebb and flow. They've lost the energy that night through just, evaporation of the heat off the pool. And then the next morning, it's a little bit cooler. Well, all day long, it's heating. And if you're an evening swimmer, swimming before you go to bed or after you get home from work, it's heaven. It's like the greatest thing ever because that pool's been heated all day long and it's just nice.
You can put
warm
covers on pools too, though that kind of conserves
absolutely
the heat,
yes,
and things like this. I mean, I've seen people do that.
Absolutely. So if you have a pool cover, that'll capture and hold that heat in through the night. Because what's happening is as the breeze comes up, it just strips that.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about it. If you took the largest pan you have of water and you boiled it and then you set it out on the picnic table and, you know, within, if you went out there an hour later, that thing would be tepid. It would be air temperature. And that's kind of what our pool's doing. I mean, you're losing all that heat off the surface of that pool. So pool solar is kind of ebb and flow. We gain it during the day, we'll lose it at night, we'll gain it back, and it just ebb and flows back and forth. But if you put a cover on it, like you're saying, Carl, you're exactly right. You'll hold that heat even better, and the pool solar will get the heat, and that cover will hold it. But a lot of people don't like the hassle of a pool cover. They don't like pulling it off and folding it up and putting it away. They'd rather not fool with it. So
they're heavy, and it takes more than one person.
You need to start installing pool covers, too. That's electric. You just push the button, you go, okay?
Those
are
nice.
And that way you get all that at one time. You know what? It's not just the solar electricity, which saves. I mean, so you keep running everything in your house at a much cheaper price. Much more, free. Let's just say free.
Yeah.
And then now you've added on to it, the pool. And I'm trying to think of what else it's going to be next time. So, you know, okay, we've got pools and that you know, now electric cars. So you're going to have to, so you start, you know, having a special solar, array for your cars.
Yeah, we do a lot of extra things with skylights.
Yep.
You know, anything sun related is basically done at Powerhouse.
That's right. Yeah, the solar tubes are mm-hmm. great. We do we do skylight replacements. So people that have the old dome style poly totally date the homes. And there are several neighborhoods. There's just tons of them where they're just that what do you call it?
They are plastic.
It's white plastic.
Yeah.
Some of them are brown.
Yeah, you take those things. We take those things off. We put in a new Velux one that's flat. It's smoked glass. It's double insulated. I mean, the amount of energy those customers are losing, and that this is a whole other topic for another show. But anyway, that again is sun related. That's kind of what we do. So we're excited about.
But that's part of everything you can get at Powerhouse.
That's right.
Right.
You know, and what you're talking about is saving money, investments in your house, investments in your lifestyle, and investments for resale.
That's right. Absolutely. Everything we do enhances life, enhances the resale value of your home. So
focusing on renewables.
That's right.
Using the sun.
That's right.
So how do people get a hold of you?
Well, you can see some great pictures of the projects that we've been talking about today at powerhousesolar.com. That's our website. And contact us at the office during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The number is 530, of course, 275-5600. And this has been Clean Energy Radio. Our topic is pools today. And Bruce, Sue, and Travis Blake, and we're here with Carl Bott on Clean Energy Radio.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News This Hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. After days of raids and arrests, Belgian authorities have charged four people with participating in terrorist attacks linked to last month's deadly suicide bombings in Brussels. Correspondent Ralph Satter reports the arrests include a Swedish fighter who apparently crossed borders to take part in the attack.
Authorities in Brussels have identified one of the men as Osama K., who is believed to be Osama Krayem, a well-known Swedish fighter who left to go fight in Syria.
The U.S. is warning, meanwhile, about what it calls credible threats to tourist areas in Turkey. An emergency message was posted on the U.S. consulate website warning Americans to exercise extreme caution. The top military brass navigating a political minefield with this year's presidential hopefuls, despite a firm position of political neutrality.
I think we focus on the issues and educating people on the issues, as opposed to directly responding to whatever.